Now, Tom Casper, our hardy gardener of lo these many years, knows well that the DNR does not measure ice thickness in your yard or snow thickness. Your safety is your responsibility. There it is, straight from the horse's mouth. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, you got some little dogs, too.
And yes, I do.
I've got a couple of melty spots near the house that there's like a two-foot drop into this little, like, pothole in the snow. And I'm a little concerned that I may lose one of them at some point. They may just drop into this hole and either scuttle around under the snow or just disappear altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of day or that time of year when that starts to happen. You know, you get these little areas where the snow kind of leveled out your yard, and all of a sudden the snow starts softening up with these warmer days. And of course, dogs, like all of us, like to be king of the hill, so they got to get up on top of that pile and loosh, through it they go.
and because we love them, we laugh and laugh and laugh, and then we go fish them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my golly.
Same thing. I've experienced that exact
thing. It's like, hang on just a minute. I'll fish you out in a second. Let me get a picture. Let me run a little video here real quick, and I'll fish you right out of there.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my beautiful garden, I know it's under there. I know that the snow and all the moisture is doing wonderful things to my beautiful garden, but right now I have sort of had this smooth, like everybody, this smooth expanse of backyard with no sign of a fence, no sign of garden, no sign of, you know, well, my oak trees peeking out the top, and about, that's about it. So other than going out and sort of playing around, digging little ditches for water to drain, what should we be doing?
Yeah, and that's really a good point, is that's really all we should be doing is, if we're going to be out in our yard, is making sure the water is directed away from our house if we can help it, and certainly things like that, and away from our property and structures and stuff. But little to anything we should be doing in our yard as far as our plant material. The snow's too deep to prune, and going and trying to brush snow off of plants is just not good for them either. So the best thing you can do right now, as far as doing something in your yard, is doing nothing.
That is hard for gardeners when it starts to get sunshiny. We can knock icicles off the roof with the rake handle, can't we?
That's true. That's true.
All right.
And we can dream. It's a good time. And really for the gardeners who are, for any of us that have gone to the grocery store lately or any of the local hardware stores or big box home improvement stores, they'll notice large racks of seeds are out, and they've been out for a while. And I certainly know that when I walk by them, I linger for just a minute or two looking what's on the rack. And now is really for folks who want to start their plants indoors or start some of their plants indoors. Now is really the time to be thinking and planning about that. And then here in a couple of weeks, if folks want to give that a try, that's really the ideal time for most of our vegetables, especially things like peppers and tomatoes and stuff like that. Getting those started here in early to the second week of April is ideal for our growing conditions.
So still have to wait, is what you're saying, is that even if you go and you buy packets and packets at the store, you have to wait with them for a little bit yet.
Well, you could, if you are looking at wanting to get something started that you want to get in your garden. There's some later starting stuff like eggplant. If you wanted to do eggplant right now, you could actually be seeding that for your garden. It takes a little longer than a lot of the other vegetables seed and get ready to be put outside. So if folks really wanted to get started doing something now, they could start some eggplant. But they really still want to wait a little while longer, like on tomatoes or peppers, and certainly things like squash or cucumbers, stuff like that, definitely waiting a little longer to do that. So we're really right on the cusp. And we've survived. We're on the cusp of the beginning of our gardening season as far as doing things that will impact what we can enjoy this year.
What about flowers? I mean, I know everybody likes to grow nasty old vegetables, but what about, can you start, like, flowers?
Sure.
Little flower seeds?
Yep. Yeah, flowers are a little bit more difficult in that you... And for folks that want to do start seeds, you really need a couple of things. You need water, obviously. You need media for those seeds to germinate or grow in, and that gives a variety of different things. And you need sunlight and food. So the sunlight and food kind of go together. But so you have to have a place that gets you, or you have enough light for those plants to grow healthy. Most of our windows that we have in our home that face east or south, even at this level, probably aren't going to give you enough sunlight for those plants to grow attractive to be in the garden, let's say. So
you are such a snob.
Sorry.
You go out wandering through gardens and point at plants, and you're too ugly to be here. You're too ugly to be here. What kind of a hideous human being are you?
I just want people to be able to enjoy.
Yeah, but can't enjoy, you know, maybe like a pansy that grows a little bit crooked, or maybe it's only got like, it's missing a petal or something. I mean, this is like a pull it out and throw it out deal in your world.
You could, but can I finish now?
You're horrible.
What I'm going to say is you need, in addition to that sunlight, you need some additional light, whether fluorescent lights or something like that, to really get them to grow how most of us would be accustomed to plants coming out. If you're okay with them not being, let's say, perfect and things like that, if you don't care if your pansy is a little misguided, then growing them in the window without additional light will work.
Everything in my home is misguided. Every living thing in my home is walking around going, huh? Well, all right, so here's the question that we must always ask ourselves about non-sentient beings or beings that we suspect might be non-sentient. Is it hurting the plant? Or is it just making it less attractive to our eyes? Because we may feel a responsibility, if it's hurting the plant, to do something extra for it or to wait until it can have its optimum conditions. But, you know, or is this a question of, you know, we're grooming it for the show ring and it's got to look just so?
No, but what you'd like is if when you're ready to plant that outside, you want it in its best condition to produce for you. So if it's let's say spindly and kind of misshapen, when you do eventually plant it outside, you will want to do some different things too. So let's say you have a tomato plant that's tall and spindly, and is no way as it develops is it going to be able to support tomatoes on it. So you'll want to plant that a different way, either actually on its side or deeper in the hole. So it is sturdy enough to support. And that really goes even for a lot of the annuals that you might be growing in the window. If they're tall and spindly, you're going to want to take different measures to make sure that it grows healthy from the point you plant it out. Because if it isn't healthy when it goes out, or if it's tall and spindly, it's not going to be able to support flowers or be beautiful or be healthy, and it will succumb to disease or whatever it happens to be, or fungus or something like that. So by growing it in the best condition that you can before it goes outside, it has a better chance of surviving and producing fruit or vegetable or flowers for you. So there is some importance to making sure that it's in good condition when it goes out into the outdoor environment. So yeah, there is some benefit to that. Is it necessary if you don't really care if your tomato plant doesn't produce any tomatoes, you just want to grow some plants in the window, then you're just fine.
Am I going to have to sit you down and have the conversation with you that healthy and beautiful are not the same thing? Am I going to have to try to get you up to speed with society?
Yes, you are. I'm clinging to the past.
I should say so. Hey, can you grow Swedish brown beans in pots at this time of year in little cups? That is like the most fun ever that a person can have, is to grow Swedish brown beans in a cup.
You can start a lot of those kinds of things in a pot or in a cup and then transfer them outside as it warms up.
You know, because I like you, I will offer you one Swedish brown bean, but only one, because you're going to say mean things to it.
But I'm going to give it the best chance to survive.
But because it's a Swedish brown bean, it'll say, all right, whatever. And if you were to say something nice to it, you would embarrass it, and then it would sort of shrivel. So probably do really well.
Yeah.
How you doing, brown bean? Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So when folks are at those racks looking for their vegetables and things that they want to grow, it's a good time, you know, to kind of start thinking about that garden and what's going to fit and things like that, and what they'd like to start inside. So if it is tomatoes or peppers, you know, getting those an early start, that will help ensure that they do produce some vegetables for you at the end of our growing season or our gardening season. So perusing that rack, looking at what you like, you know, and certainly the thing to keep in mind is don't buy too much seed, which we're all guilty of. Especially this time of year, our gardens are much bigger and we have a lot more time than the garden actually is and the time we actually have to dedicate to gardening. So keep in mind both the size of the garden and the size or your ability to put in the time that it takes for your garden to be healthy and happy.
Okay, one final thing quick before we go. The vegetable of the year this year is not only something you can eat, it is something apparently you can craft with. Mm-hmm. So if you want to start a rutabaga, when do you start your rutabagas?
Those are going to take a while. They're about 100-day to 110-day from in the ground to harvesting. So it's kind of an interesting vegetable choice in that really for our environment, depending on how close you live to the lake and things like that, can be a little bit ambitious to get them to produce. So if you wanted to, you really want to probably start those seeds, if at all possible, maybe about the middle of April, so you can transplant them out. They also work well seeding directly into the garden, but you want to make sure you've planted them in the sunniest, warmest, most protected locations in your yard if you want them to produce by the end of the season. So,
well, what if you've got a fancy grow light and all that stuff? You could start them. Could you start them now?
Yeah, or in a couple of weeks, yeah.
All right. Okay. Got to cover the, got you know, because you can make little lanterns out of them. Who knew?
Yeah, you can do all kinds of fun things with them.
Okay, and that's a conversation for another show, and I'm not even sure I'm ready to have that conversation with you, TK. All right, my dear, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks. How's that grab you?
That grabs me.
All right, Tom Casper is our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper. This is an ongoing situation for over 20 years here on 103.3 KUMD.